Begin the current daf, Masech the Sukkah daf Yitzches, begin the Menach, begin the Masech, the begin the words of the Gemara, ain't loved the Emza. There's no halacha of loved in the middle. Yitzches qualifies this, this is, well, Hainu Lamala. That's only on the top, meaning on the Schach. As Yitzches explains, because the Tfana is, because regarding the walls, Makshirim Ba'el, the Gemara explicitly validates previously the Psalm of Menach, come the Kondapaks and Begimel. When you have sticks side by side, less than three fucking from each other, we most definitely do see loved from one to the other, which is in the middle, and therefore it must be only on the ceiling. Now, says Taisus, when we cut this mobley park chopper. Now, this that the Gemara asks from the kairos, the beams of a mobley, well, that most definitely is a good question, because the hainam alamala, that's also on the top, which is like a tikra, like a roof. And Tosha explains, this is a question both according to the one that's brought in the first paragraph of David Bez and Bez Kermish, and make clear that the beam works as a sign. So whether you learn that it's because of a mechitza, even so, this beam is not like a wall, rather it's like a roof, which is made on the top of the mavi. And therefore, from that we said, from the fact that we said that you'll see lavud by the beams of the mavi, by the kaira, that's why the Gemara was saying that most definitely it would seem that you're going to say, you will say Lavid be'emtza by the tikra in the song. Then the Tzitzit is going to say, main Lavid be'emtza. So wait a second. Okay, so this opinion holds there's no love in the middle by Lamalam. But then, if that's the case, when you have a Sukkot Tzlosabit Bechamasa, even if you have more shade than sun, the Pasal, it should be invalid. Until it's very well covered and it's so thick like that of a house. Why? Shlehi b'nekav, it shouldn't have any hole, because even if you have less than three tzvachim, but you don't say love it, it's even just a minute amount, it should invalidate and separate. So it says love pirchi, that's not a question, because the hocha ma'iri, here we're talking about kishavim ha'alacha b'nei kula. When do we say that you don't say love it b'emza, is you have the space, goes throughout the whole one end to the other end. And therefore, v'sicha nekul l'shnai, so the tzvach is like cut into two. But by a sukkah that we say, salasim b'chamos, it's going to be kosher, that's small little holes, which don't go from one end to the other one, and therefore it does not divide the sukkah in half. Now, so why is the halacha that we say when you have pasul schach, it's invalidated less than four tvachim, avakav de'ein, love it b'emtza, I would not say love it in the middle, so therefore it should be there is a space over here that invalidates. So it's taisa, no, lo yidam la'aver, no, schach pasul not the same thing as ear, the haman of shach, because obviously, yes, Mishleisha, the halach is that when there's more than three tvachim, Hare Yotzim Teres Lavid, by Schach Posa, it's out of the category of Lavid, but for Lachi, the Posa still does not invalidate Levisha Nechoshim Li, it's Chaitzim Mavsim in time, because it's not considered a Tamsitza to separate from them, and therefore, obviously, even though it's four tvachim, it's not going to be a problem of, like, so to speak, there's no Lavid to go ahead and say that that's a problem. Because here, the next test, the Master, the beginning with the Gemara, in Baruba Pesach Tefach, if the skylight does not have a gap, a hole of a tefach, well then, if tumah b'vayis, if there's tumah in the house, can I get a rubah tar? Whatever's opposite the skylight is mitar. If there's tumah, can I get a rubah? If there's tumah opposite the skylight, call it by school tar, the rest of the house can be tar. Now, Tzitzis points out, as Rashi does, the Sibika Sinik Yeresha, the Seifa, has the same halachas like the Resha. So why do we mention separately if it has a Pesach tefach or not? But the Obidbamachem yesh b'neim chiluk, because actually it's regarding other areas of halacha that we say there's a difference between them, and Seth is always very good. Here, it doesn't bring the whole teaching. Because that's the way of the Gemara to abridge Mishnah Zedars. So although it brings it, but doesn't bring the whole thing, and therefore doesn't show exactly what the difference is going to be. The next test master begins with the Gemara. Someone made a sukkah on top of the porch that's in front of the houses, which has betzim and has these beams. Which Tosfos says, "B'mishnah senu." In our Mishnah, Pesach Korn Rashi explained David Zayman Aleph, the chutz amukebetz achsadja. What's this case of a courtyard that's surrounded with an achsadja? So you have chutz azu. You have this courtyard mukebetz batan that's surrounded with houses, who on three sides, b'suchim l'sav mishalsh ruches, and it's open to it all around, on all three sides, like that of a U, but in per squares. Now, in front of the houses, you make these porches that are surrounding the house from the inside on all three sides. Now, the chsadra is open. There's no walls from these porches towards the courtyard that's in the middle. And this person is, well, what's the case of, that we're discussing over here? He made a schach on the airspace of the courtyard. Now, there's really no walls to this sukkah. The only walls you have are the walls of the house, that separate between, those walls are separated between the homes on the inside and the porch on the outside. So when Nimza comes out, the tiktzah sadra, the roof of these porches, mafsekis saviv, is in the way all around, during the schach on the walls, meaning of the houses, and the sukkah, which is on the inside. Now, that's what we're saying. If there's the width of the sadra, it's partners. Tzula, so the sukkah in the inside of the whole interior of the chatz is going to be possible. But because you can't say definite kuma, but pachas and dalad amas kshel is amas because the main definite kuma because we say it's a bit wall. Dugma l'davar, parallel to this is klosh teva shal umais, the gathering area of the priests of the Gentiles. Sheyeshla avir, so that area yeshla avir shishpa sam has airspace that has grass. Think of a chsadja sabala and you have these porches that surrounding it. Okay, sheyesh b'tikus chsadja ba amas. Now when the roof Amachsaja has dalamas. B'yesh l'tzara sukkah. Okay, so that's not going to work like we said because can't say different akuma. But b'yesh l'tzara sukkah b'tzimel achsaja. But the side of the achsaja towards the sukkah that's on the inside, which is the whole ear of the chatzah, has p'tzimel achsaja. Has these what is p'tzimen achsaja? So that's amudim. So these like pillars, kamin chalon, it's like windows. U'benayin pachas b'shleisha. Between each one is less than 3 tfach. So then share, then it's gonna be kosher. I mean, I love it because we say love it. Now, kshem of b'tzim v'ligin, but when this atadu doesn't even have b'tzim, and that's why I'm machlekes. The baya kshem v'as says kosher. I mean, p'tikur yedvaseisim. We say that what's p'tikur yedvaseisim? The obvious shal nesagim shemitikur. It's the thickness of the boards of the roof, which ovi reshem hakal l'tzar v'sukkah. You have the thickness of their ends, which end towards the sukkah. So that's like, although it's a horizontal ceiling, that the edge is like the beginning of a vertical wall. So that's what's saying yerid b'seisim called tzad. So that's coming down and closing off on all sides. That's why Baya says kasha. Rabba says possible because lemin p'tikur yerid b'seisim. We don't say that the opening, the mouth, so to speak, the end of the roof is like coming down and closing off. Because the first time we come on, like the Gemara explains later on the reasoning. That's Kakpesh Burim. This is how Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Now, says Taisiv Adi, it's a little Shemin, and this is the Rashi had to tell us, Shir Shlabit Simen. That this would just explain the Gemara. The Gemara had to tell us, Shir Shlabit Simen, if it has, but Simen, the Kishal, they love it, that's Kakpesh through love, isn't that a Pashta Allah? No, Mishim Delidach Lishnik, about the Rabbi, because actually, according to the other version, the second version of the Gemara, actually, Rabbi says, even such a case is going to be possible. Because Ksavi holds the Leminoch love it, we actually don't say in this case love it. Why not? Lefesh Shabbat Simen. Because these p'tzimen l'chalal achsadinah are actually made for the ear space of the porch. But l'ilav achitza, not for the ear space now. And actually, you're not going to say, love it to make a wall for the other side of that, which is for the chatzar part, which is where the sukkah is made. Now, as you continue to come in base, says Tosfos, my depish, but according to this, the Rashi explains, you can say p'tigur says on all sides, kosher is difficult. Because all the basa, achimasik, ultimately, the Gemara concludes, chi'ifchis tefinim tzois. When you're missing the middle wall of the sukkah, and you're left with two walls, one opposite the other, parallel to each other, like an open alleyway on both sides. So in this case, that Rashi is describing that there's no walls at all. Now, Omiyu, however, actually Rashi differentiates. Why? They were talking about where a bias is going to be possible. We're talking about b'chotzer, we're talking about a sukkah that's in the courtyard, below the sadra. Without these porches, there's no houses all the way around. It appears that Rashi explains that this, that the Rav is telling Tavaya, that you say, that we have that the roof, the thickness of the roof of the sadra is what's coming down and closing off the area of the walls. So, Tamenami, so, you're going to say also besukah suy b'chatzah when the besukah that's made in the courtyard without an achsadra musachachas ben nesagim that's covered boards that are oven that are thick she'enu chamdad but it's not a width of four tefachim, because then you have gzeiras tikra. Yinuchas divim, so you're missing the middle wall, v'shnayim, now you have two walls, mekan and mekan kayim, and they are on either side. You can also validate through its pitikra. But anybody should say pitikra's nesar mir besides that the thickness of this roof of these boards are coming down and closing it down. That was Rava's question. In that case, I actually agree to you that the tzarka is going to be a positive negative pitikra besides him. Why? Keep in the avin pesuch l'negda, since here his space is opened up opposite it. In other words, that you have on either side two walls. Oh, so that's damil mabim mefulish. That's comparable to an open alleyway, and therefore the asul kabedraya. So it's made for a shortcut, or the biggest rabbim, and for the public to cut through. So there, it's made to cut through. So that's what we're saying, that that's not going to be able to function as a wall. In contrast to the case of the chsadja, where it's not bikas rabbim. So then, yeah, in the chanami you'll be able to say on all sides. Now, it says it sounds like from Rashi interpretation, they want to actually invalidate more where the sukkah is made by itself in the chatzah without an chsadja. And the reason is because you have the airspace of the courtyard that's surrounding the schach, and that invalidates more than where the roof of the chsadja is surrounding the sach, and the reason is mishum dahai, because when you have a sukkah that's not surrounded with anything, and one of the and the mission in the middle wall is missing, is dami treil mobim mefulish mahai, is more comparable to an open alleyway than the case of the sukkah in the chsadja, and that's why we're not going to say with a particular recitation. But says tosef asura mishun here, but that's an unnatural logic to differentiate between a sukkah in the chatzir and a sukkah in the chsadja. Says this may explain exactly why. But therefore, since the vikra nira and nira differ, would seem a different interpretation. What's this case of a chsadja that has betzimim that's the machlig is a bayin rabba? It says, ki mekar pligi, because originally the machlig is a bayin rabba was the sikhich al chsadja she'en le betzimim. If you make schach on a porch that doesn't have betzimim, in the case of a sukkah that has two halachic walls, min gam, which is like that of a gam, which is a Greek letter, which is like an L-shaped bracket, which you have mizrach v'darim, you have it going one east and one south, and mizrach v'tzavon, you have one going east and one north, where the urcha de muslim evitznis, because it's normal to make two walls like that, because at least it gives a little bit amount of privacy. Although there's no third wall at all, sure, by a pitikra, yeah, by a permitted, because of pitikra, that we see that the end of the roof, as if it's coming down, in place of the third wall. Now, if you had two walls, one opposite the other, the lesser length size, and you didn't have the middle wall, yeah, but Sharla de Pitikra, would that be the same thing? Would you go ahead and permit it through Pitikra? Now, Tosfos first clarifies, says, Bahai did not get Hifchis. This is his lashon of Hifchis, which sounds like that there was a wall and then it became missing, which is difficult according to Tosfos, because according to Tosfos never had a third wall, which Abai was told by Kamin Gam, and now Rav is asking, is it even not like Kamin Gam, even one opposite the other? So Tosfos, the lashon Hifchis lav dafka, not so precise, because the Huadin of Nasa came and told that the question wouldn't be as valid, even if it never had it in the first place. But the truth is, maybe even when it's initially made like that, you even say the word pisa. It doesn't have to mean that it was there and then it got diminished. Be that as it may, so Tosfos continues and he says, and that is Abaye said to Rava regarding his question, he says, no. He says that, though there I agree to you that no, you're not going to see pitikir besides why? I'm foolish. That's like an open alleyway. The less the rabban and pitikra, that the rabbi is not going to say over there pitikra besaisim, because it's you have the public walking right through. You can't say as if there's a wall over there. Can never say called gagas, like the gemara says neighbor of tzadikim at aleph, that the pligi b'bayin aliyah gavish nebatim, when you build an upper story over two houses, that is like a bridge from one house to the other one, that they hold that you can't, because people are walking right through, so they were not going to pick and take your decision. Now the truth is, even according to Yehuda, that actually says that it's actually permitted in such a case, but But that's only regarding the case of the halacha of Shabbos. Why? Because this is the mechitzah d'oraisa. Because if you know all the two walls, it's biblical. I've got a sukkah, the shosh mechitzah d'oraisa. But regarding sukkah with three walls of d'oraisa, the Nibra Yehuda would agree. The mefalesh is learning about pitigir d'oraisa. If it's open on two sides, you're not going to say pitigir d'oraisa. Now, with Rava d'Abba Maksha, that Rava, that he had asked this as a question, as if Abaya, because of his opinion of Gam Shadal, did it when you have Zeke Negedzeh. So Kedaita, he thought to say, "Pull it up on, let's be tigger us." The even Rabban who don't be tigger over there when you have Ali Agabashne Batim, I'm gonna buy. You can't be tigger. Says me, yeah, buy would say over here. You would say be tigger would say some. Why? Maybe the Sheikh like about Saja shouldn't have lashes. Because since you could say it by kids and not Saja, which is not open on that, it's not open through and through because it has the walls or has the beams all around. So the Haba mean be tigger. It's really you would say be tigger. That if you needed subhanallah, therefore he thought to say that okay, maybe you would say that the same thing regarding a sukkah that's open on through and through. They're also considered like the walls of a sukkah. But regarding Avon, that's talking about a sukkah that's not surrounded with Achsadra, and therefore it's not applicable to have this migud. But the problem is, Taisus asks on his interpretation, thus actually supporting that of Rashi interpretation. It says, Milavimash Barashi Kash. It says, according to what I'm explaining, the Machlis Bain Rava was a sukkah that was made like a gam, like a resh. And now it's a machlekes, if you see Pitikra regarding the third wall, so it's a kash of difficulty. Why? Because the mashma prayer called Gaga, it sounds like we think more about it on the Tzadik Lomit Aleph, the mefalesh is mashma namabaya. Abaya validates even when you have that the two walls are open, one opposite the other. And Malik Taisus said that it's only that mefalesh is even the bias is a problem. It only permits when it's made like a resh. Why? Because Amalei Rabba Labaya Rabba is a Dabaya, that he says that there's no mechitza, only as a leniency. And he says, but Matin Mitzvah, this just says, what do you mean? You don't find that a mechitza won't be a leniency, but rather it's going to actually be a prohibition? But Vasicha Gaber Sadra Sheshabatim and Kshera, he asked him regarding the following case. So makes chach. Like this case of our Gemara, of an Achsadra, that has Pitzimen, which over here, in other words, we're talking about the Chatzah, that on the two sides there's houses. And by the corners of the sides, there where it's open, you have these pillars that are Tefach wide, has these Pitzimen. So Kshera is going to be Kasher, because it's enough to have the third side, a Kaira that's a Tefach wide. So it's going to be Kasher. Problem is, now if you make a wall, if you go ahead and even out the betzimin by building an inner wall that covers those abudim, so now you essentially only have two walls because the abudim are actually covered behind the new walls, so it's going to be possible. You see that there is a mechitza to make it stringency, not a leniency, because before you built these inner walls, the sukkah was kosher, now through the new inner walls, it's going to be possible. So Malay said, "By Zedim, Lididi, Kshere." It's not true. According to me, the sukkah is going to be kosher even after you made these inner walls, because I hold that a sukkah that even has two walls, one opposite the other, you will simply take it besides them, and it's going to be kosher. Now, Lididach, the truth is, even according to you, Siluk Mechitzesi. It's not considered making mechitzes; like it's really considered removing walls. Now, but one thing is, Taisa v'Hashda. But now you see that Yishla Betzim Dahasam, when it says over there. That the sukkah has betzimin, that in Masechta Zeirvin, is lahavik yeshla betzimin dahacha. It's not like we say over here in Masechta Sukkah that the case of yeshla betzimin. It's two totally different situations. That if we're talking about the same way that the Machlokes Abayin Rava is, our Gemara says that when it has betzimin according to everyone is kasher, and only when there's no betzimin is Machlokes Abayin Rava. So therefore, obviously, our Gemara over here is talking about a different situation, and the Machlokes Abayin Rava is different because he would talk about a different situation, and that why according to everyone is going to be kosher. So Tosfos comes to explain. So what is the case of the Gemara in Erevin according to the way Rashi explains? He says, "Was there Pirush Shmaya Dahasam?" This is the explanation that's so good, but the Lefimash according to what Rashi explains over there. What does it mean, the Sikha Chagab Echsadi Shesh Al Betzimin, that if you make Schach on top of Echsadi that has Betzimin, You have two halachic walls along the length of the sukkah, so you can move, and it's made like an alleyway. But the third wall, so there's these pillars by the corners that have a tefach. So that's going to be kosher. Why? Because the number in the Mishnah, time kelchas, the Mishnah, it's about the tefach. You have two halachic walls, so one's going to be kosher, but not a tefach. Now the truth is, the filler, hishra es betzimin, even if you, even after betzimin, in other words, Shabbat shem achitza betecha, that you build two walls inside of it, chitza machitza betecha is right next to the first walls, and then there comes up betzimin, that these betzimin are imdim bein bezim achitza is mekan, bein bezim achitza is mekan, is covered by the two walls on either side, u betecha achsadja nirin, and it's not seen inside the achsadja, so p'tzula, that the sukkah should be possible, because the enla elishtei machitza, it only has two walls, because that pillar, that was the, like, so to speak, the third wall, is now being covered. So Rava's question to Abaye was, that's difficult on his opinion, because he says, and the mechitza is again only a leniency. Here we see that it's actually a stringency. So that's what Abaye said to him. No, let the dig share, according to me, it's kosher. The pliga lachbamas, I actually disagree with you on this. The fila enlosh mechitza, actually, even if there's no wall on the third side, it's going to be kosher, because this is particular yerdusaisim. All that's considered particular yerdusaisim. The stam achsadja, because generally in achsadja, it's chuvin lekeres melmalam aben lamed. You have these beams that are going from one pillar to another pillar. Shalim nesn is thicker. That on that is where you put the roof. The anach keres yeslepen. Those beams have thickness. The hainu tikker shein agula. We're talking about beams that are not round. They're mudabas, rather square. So maybe it's like the beginning of a wall. Now, that's what I said. But even according to you, that says it would be possible. In kama chitzel is, there's no mechitza that making it problematic. The reason is just silk mechanism between is just the halach is not really the making of the wall, but it's the removing of the betzimin that's making a problem. Because the mechitza rishon is the mechitza alone, it's the original mechitza. Through these mechitzas, and it's keeping the sukkah only on these inner walls. And that's how the Amudna were left out of the sukkah, so you don't have a third wall. And that's what's possible. It's not like the actual mechitza is what's causing it to be possible. Now, according to what Rashi differentiates, bein mefoleshes, if you have a sukkah that's open through and through, la'ave chatzir, to the airspace of the courtyard without any walls, where there we don't see particular mechitzas, and he differentiates l'mefoleshes l'achsadja, when it's open to an achsadja, which it's not open because it's you have over there the houses that are surrounding it. So that there we would say Pitagir Sisan. So according to what Rashi says, Nicha makes sense. This that Abaye says kosher, the sukkah that's open, that has two walls and surrounded with Sadra, because that's exactly what Rashi is differentiating. According to what I explained, that Abaye validates only a sukkah that's made like a kimin gam, and not that's open directly opposite each other, even when it's makevas achsadja. So it's kasher, difficult from the Gemara even, where the Abaye says it's kasher also sukkah that's open on two sides, that's made in achsadja. So he says, you have to say the truth is that even Abaye invalidates by a sukkah that have two walls and it's open from both sides, even if it's makevas achsadja, like Tayyip said. And it's possible to say that the state finds the Hassam, this that says that there's two walls over there that they disagree about over there in the second Zerban. It doesn't really mean one opposite the other. Rather, in this situation, it's made like a gum, like a range, like we explained. But betzimin, and these pillars that are b'makom shlisha are taking the place of the third wall, shal tefach, the thickness of a tefach. Because you have these four betzimin to the four corners of the achsadja. Like Tosfos explained, because that's the norm that they make beams from one pillar to another pillar, to build on them the roof of the achsadja. And those beams, they stick out on the tops of the walls. In other words, b'makom tefach, in the place of where the thickness is a tefach. When they even out those petzimin, that is shas machitz acheres, that you make other walls connected to shtayim, opposite those other two come in gam, which are made like a gam, like a reish, from within the betzimin. So the inner walls are leaving out the pillars that are outside the sukkah, and therefore ain't near the sukkah. You don't see it inside the sukkah, so therefore you can't consider it as part of the walls as the sukkah anymore. Mokavakum la'bayik sheir, but still according to the kosher. Why mekayich p'tikra? I feel like a mechitzah klal, even if there's no walls at all. But by a sukkah, they have two walls, one opposite the other, and it's open from the two sides. Yeah, the truth is, Abaye would say it's going to be possible, like Tyson mentioned before. He only makes it kosher like that as a gam, as a resh. Now, Amir, however, regarding someone who makes schach on achsadra that have the tzimin b'shmaitin of the tzimin in our sugya, the pligim will be the chalishna that they do have machlis b'ayin rabbi in the second version, if it's going to be kosher or not. That's mikayach lavud. That's from the halach of lavud. So that you can't explain in such a situation that was made like a resh, and you have these amudim that are by the corners, because that's not applicable for the halach of lavud at all. At a tzach lokma, you have to explain that in a different situation. That's when mekevas b'tzimin har, but that's where it's surrounded with many b'tzimin. Vein shem mechitzis klal, there's actually no walls at all. Elohanat b'tzimin, that's mechitzis sukkah. But these b'tzimin become walls for the sukkah from the halach of lavud, where we see that it's closed off. Now, and that is because we see that as if the gap is not non-existent. It's like one big wall. And then says, but if we want to compare it to, this is differentiating. But this is, if you want to compare it to that of Masech Tzeven, and to say that it's the same, because it has the same word, Yeshla Batzimen, and that is Ubiyeshla Shte Machitza, that it has two walls like a resh, that Batzimen is obvious, and the Batzimen by the corners, some difficulty, as we mentioned before, would be, so what are we talking about validating it's in the Lach of Lavid? So Tzeis Tichon on Olam, we would have to say, Shishlach al Zavis, that every single corner have Shnei Batzimen, Smuch and Zavis, Zabatech Shalosh, has two Batzimen near each other within three Tvachim, because the Imbavim Tefach, because there's not a thing, there's a Tefach, on the Kerk Lavid. It's only from Lavid that we see the two beams that are thin as one thick one, and that's what's going to be the third wall. Because Kedah Nikhali Tfei Tamid Ravid, so for sure, it makes sense now, for sure, the reasoning of Rabbah that says it's going to be puzzle, because the Matzim Lamem, you could say the Gesabba that he holds, the Gemir Tefach Blei Lavid, that this is what we say, Allah Mesh Messinai, the third wall as a Tefach, is only specifically without Lavid, because the Lamin Lavid, the Machid Shlemis, because he would tell you that you don't say Lavid only for full walls, Blei Machid Tefach, not Machid Tefach, and therefore that's why he disagrees over here, because it would have to be a full Tefach, and not one that would be a Tefach through the Halacha of Lavid.